It rarely happens, but it happens to all of us. And when it does, it hurts so much. I'm talking about when someone makes it clear that they do not like you. In today's episode, I'm going to discuss the psychology of why this type of rejection hurts so much. And most importantly, I'm going to share with you 11 tips using the higher branch method so you can avoid obsessing about it, protect your feelings, and help you stay focused on what really matters in your life. I'm Sam McCool, and welcome to A Higher Branch. Well, hello, and welcome to today's episode. You know, every now and then I produce an episode that I think is really important, and I feel that today's episode is one of those that will really have a constructive, positive impact on your life, and one that you will want to share with everyone that's close to you and people that you care about. But firstly, if you are new here, welcome. We are getting hundreds of new listeners every week. If you are one of them, please hit the subscribe button because I don't want you to miss any future episodes. And I always produce these episodes with the utmost of respect for your time and love for your potential. And it's just not a cliche here. I really mean it when I say that. Now, if you are an existing listener, and I know there's lots of you out there that listen to us consistently, and you forget to give us a review and rating, if you could please take your phone out now and give us that review or rating, because when you do, it bumps up our rankings so we can reach a lot more people, and together we can help spread the word and have a positive impact on this world. Okay, before I kick off why this type of rejection hurts so much, and more importantly, what to do about it, I want to share with you a little snippet from a Seinfeld episode, which really sets the context and gives some great examples of what we're talking about today. So it is comical, and I'm not in any way trivializing how destructive this human emotion can be, but it really sets the stage for what we're going to talk about. So George and Jerry are sitting in the diner the day after they go on a double date. And George has this sense that Jerry's date does not like him. This is the first time that they've met. So he's asking and fishing for information and notices that Jerry hesitates when George asks him, "Does she like me?" And then Jerry has to admit, "No, she does not like you." And he goes, "Why doesn't she like me?" And he said, "Well, not everyone has to like you, George." Then George goes on a rant about how he bent over backwards to get her to like him. And George Costanza's character demonstrates the wrong way to go about dealing when someone does not like you. He ruminates over it. It becomes obsessive. In fact, there's another scene in the same episode when his girlfriend's trying to be intimate with him, and all he can think about is why this woman, Jerry's date, does not like him. And he ruins the moment. He argues with his girlfriend. And it's really comical, but reflective of how events like this can sometimes destroy our day, our week, our month. And sometimes it can lead to arguments with the people that you live with, because they can see that your obsession is getting in the way of living a normal life. So I've produced today's episode as I have seen the impact that it's had on so many friends of mine, especially in today's social media age, where we often feel like someone doesn't like us on social media from their comments. And it, of course, happens in social settings. And I've seen friends of mine, like George Costanza, that become completely obsessive about it when someone doesn't like them. So how you process this is an essential life skill that you need to learn to avoid this taking over your life and distracting you from focusing on the eight areas of life. Now, if you are new to this podcast, you will find a diagram of what the eight areas is. It's one of the frameworks of A Higher Branch. There's two main frameworks, and you'll find it on our homepage at ahigherbranch.com. Now, before I explain to you the Higher Branch method, first, I want to explain the psychology of why it hurts so much when someone does not like us. Firstly, I want to make the point that the level of hurt depends on how close the person is to you. So if it's your partner, it's going to hurt a lot more. If it's a family member, it's going to hurt. If it's a friend, it's going to hurt. If it's a work colleague, it's going to hurt. If it's a client, it hurts. If it's an acquaintance, it shouldn't hurt. If it's a stranger, it definitely shouldn't hurt. But if you are one of those people that's listening to this, and I know I have been one of them in the past before I learnt this life skill, it really bothered me even if acquaintances and even strangers showed that they did not like me. So first, I want you to tell yourself it's a completely normal human impulse to seek approval. It's all right to want people to like you, even if you know it's not possible that you're going to get people to like you 100% of the time. Now, if it's something that really bothers you, you need to also acknowledge that it may be that you have an irrational anxiety about being liked because, I don't know, maybe you grew up with no parental support or you weren't praised enough and your self-worth and self-esteem is low. But that's okay. You can't change the past. And also, don't feel bad when you see other people just fob off rejection and you think to yourself, why does it bother me and it doesn't bother other people? We're all different. And whether you can brush it off easily or it does bother you and you start ruminating and obsessing over it, I'm going to teach you a process that I personally live by. And now I'm in that category of people where I process it on the spot and it doesn't bother me. I don't want you to trivialize your feeling or dismiss them or feel like, oh, I shouldn't be feeling this way. It is not trivial at all because we do have a primal instinct that is hardwired in our psychology. Because in ancient times, if we were not liked, we were banished from the tribe. And if we were banished, it meant death because back then we survived as a tribe. Someone hunted, someone gathered, and that sense of belonging made us feel safe and secure. And the more we were liked, the safer and more secure that we felt. So when someone doesn't like us, the brain sends a message to the cells of the body that you are under threat, that you're going to die. So you go into a state of fight or flight. And that's why some of us who had a childhood which caused us to develop an irrational anxiety about being liked end up ruminating and obsessing over it. And it becomes destructive to our health. So this episode is about stopping you from ruminating and obsessing about it. Stop it from taking hold into your emotions so it does not become destructive to your health. It is a huge stress. It can affect our appetite. It can affect our sleep. It can affect our focus at work. It can affect our relationships. And more damaging than that, if you are living in a household with a partner and children, it's going to start affecting them. And that's not loving to you or them. So it is something that cannot be ignored. Now, before I talk about why they do it, I want to give you the cues so you know how people sometimes show that they do not like you. So there's four ways people can express it. One is they can tell you directly. Two, you can tell from their body language. Three, they can tell others and it gets back to you. Or they can exclude you. They can exclude you from events, from invites, and it hurts nonetheless in any way that they show it. Now, I want you to know why people do it. Why do people express or show that they do not like you? There are only two reasons. One, it's you. In other words, your behavior. And it usually is because you've acted obnoxiously. And I say this to you with the utmost of respect because we all indulge in behaviors sometimes that other people don't like. And that's okay. We're human. We're going to make mistakes. But secondly, and this is more often the case, they are either projecting onto you what is going on inside of them or that they are jealous or envious. And when I say projecting, sometimes people will see qualities in you that they do not like in themselves. And that's why subconsciously they react in a way that shows that they don't like you. So the question is the reason important? Well, yes, if it is you and you think it's you, then when you journal at the end of the day using the high branch method, and trust me when I tell you that it is the single most important thing I do in my life daily. So it's important when you journal at the end of the day, you write down, okay, well, maybe I behaved badly. So because the process for what to do when someone does not like you is acceptance, essentially. You don't want to resist or blame or react negatively. But what if it's not you and it is simply them? So let me now get on to the higher branch method for what to do about it. Okay, here are my 11 tips. First of all, you need to be self-aware of your feelings. You need to acknowledge your feelings. And that's why I stress time and time again how important journaling is, because sometimes we get distracted in the day. When it happens to us, we felt the hurt, we haven't processed it, and then we go to sleep with it. And when you journal at the end of the day, I journal at the beginning of the day and at the end of the day. The end of the day is the reflection. So I reflect on what's happened. That's when your feelings bubble up to the surface. And then you can write in your journal to say, hey, I did feel hurt and it's okay. Number two is you need to catch yourself with indulging in negative self-talk. Because when someone shows that they do not like us, we usually dump on ourselves and we indulge in negative self-talk. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not interesting enough. And that can make things a lot worse. It's like when you cut yourself, instead of getting a Band-Aid, you get the knife out and metaphorically cut even deeper and wound yourself emotionally even more. Number three, and this is an important one if you find yourself obsessing about it and replaying the rejection over and over in your mind, and that is you need to journal how many times you are thinking about this in your day and over a whole week. And if it is something that you are thinking about before you go to sleep, then you need to acknowledge that, yes, you have a problem and you need to process it. And when you do realize that you are obsessing over it and you're ruminating about it, I now want to share with you the following 8 tips. And the first one is, in the moment, you cannot lash out or lose your temper with that person. So I want you to master the skill of zero reaction. Show no reaction whatsoever. 2, don't give it oxygen by talking about it with your friends, because it's also human nature to gossip, because people will start talking about it and suddenly it will turn into a big drama. And what you give your attention to grows and grows. So by not talking about it with anyone, you're giving it a chance to dissipate. Now, if you have someone that is very close to you, like your partner, someone that you trust with your feelings completely, yes, of course, you can share it with them. But it has to be someone you know will not talk about it with others. Okay, my next tip is you need to go to your hero file. Now, I've talked about this in a previous episode, but we all should have a hero file. My hero file looks like this. It's basically a box where I keep in it cards that people have given me on my birthdays, anniversaries. So I have cards from my family members, from my friends, from my work colleagues, from my clients, any testimonials from my clients. And I also have memories of people who say really nice things about me. It could be after I've come off stage, after I've graduated. And these memories go back for many years, even from when I was at school. And I remember teachers telling me things that made me feel good in the moment. So I have this bank of memories and a hero file that I will dip into. So when I feel like someone does not like me, and I know I'm ruminating about it, then I go into my hero file and I remind myself that out of one person that does not like me, there are thousands out there that do like me. And that puts things in perspective. Okay, my next tip for you is you must resist to try and figure out why they don't like you. Because when it happens, you might start thinking, is it something I said? Is it something I've done? Is it something I'm wearing? Is it the way I look? Is it the school I went to, the university I didn't go to? Whatever it is, don't indulge in that kind of thinking. Okay, my next tip, and this is a super important one, when you do know someone that you're going to come across again, so it's not a stranger, it's an acquaintance, you're going to come across them again and again, don't do like George Costanza did in that episode where he just went out of his way to try and please them. Don't become a people pleaser. Don't try and work hard to get them to like you, because you're only going to make yourself feel worse. Maybe not in the moment, but after, you're going to realize that your actions hinted of desperation. And it's not a pleasant state to be in. So my next tip then is ask yourself this beautiful question, and that is, do they really matter in your life? Now, that's why early on I identified the level of hurt as it equates to the people in your life. Now, if it's your partner, of course, it's going to hurt you a lot more. But it's a lot easier to deal with it with your partner. If it's a family member, of course it matters to you. But as you go down that list of partner, family member, friend, work colleague, client, acquaintance, or strangers, then your level of care should absolutely drop, because they matter less and less in your life. And my next tip, which is closely related to that, is ask yourself, do you really like them anyway? That matters. That question matters, because if they don't mean much to you, then what they think of you should not matter at all. And that's why a lot of these tips I'm giving you may sound pretty obvious, but in that moment of hurt, we don't go through these sort of questions. We don't go through these tips. But by having this list now as a reminder in this episode, you'll know what to do. Now, my 11th and last tip, and this is the important one, is that you need to focus on what really matters in your life. Because what I find, and I say this with the utmost of love and respect for you, and it might be a little bit confronting, but I find that people who are bothered a lot when somebody does not like them means that they really haven't designed the life that they really want. It means that they are not living a conscious life where they are fulfilling their 8 fundamental human needs in the 8 areas of life. So my tip to you here is you need to go back and revisit what your goals and dreams are in the 8 areas of life. Because when you wake up every day and you're so focused on taking action towards your goals and dreams, and trust me, nothing else will matter. So when these events do happen and someone shows that they don't like you, you'll just quickly process it, dismiss it, go through those 11 tips I just gave you and say, you know what, I'm too busy for this because I have goals and dreams that I'm working towards. And at the end of the day, I'm never going to get 100% of the people to like me 100% of the time. Well, I hope today's episode has helped you, and I promise you that this isn't an episode that you will want to share with people in your life, because it is an essential life skill for all ages. So if you're a parent that has children, it may be something that you should sit down and listen to with them and share it with them, because this sort of thing happens a lot more when we are children, especially at school. So share it with your children, with your friends, with your family, with your work colleagues. And look, if you feel uncomfortable sharing it with people directly and privately, then share it publicly on social media and tag me in it. You'll find me on Instagram at sammccool_AHB. AHB stands for Ohio Branch. And you can find me on other social media like X, formerly Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube under the handle Sam McCool. Okay, well, I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. And as always, I'm going to leave you with this reminder that every morning is the dawn of a new day and your opportunity to hit the reset button and start anew. On that note, have a great day and live consciously, my friends.